This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Gruesome evidence at the home of a missing woman allegedly slain by a husband. A West Jordan primary teacher pleads guilty to sex abuse at sleepovers that he hosted. And an Indiana couple convicted of beating 8-year-old with jumper cables and choking her to death.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Say he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
That indeed it does. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, this has nothing to do with true crime whatsoever, but I would kind of like to mention this.
Yeah.
That yesterday my dog turned 16 and a half years old. 16
wow.
and a half. I know. That's crazy. And I mean, all things considered, he's doing pretty good, but
he is.
You know, he's 16 and a half.
Did you guys go to like the Chinese buffet or something to celebrate?
We did.
Good.
How did you know?
Well, I just know. I know
and
how much
like,
he
you're
loves.
You're bringing us a dog? And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not leaving him.
Yeah.
But I actually went and got him a little doggy cupcake that came with a candle in it from the dog bakery.
Yeah.
And I knew he would hate it, but he didn't eat a bite of it. But it made for cute pictures.
Sure.
So, I mean, let's face it. What's really important is the photographic evidence to put it on Instagram.
Yeah, because who cares about anything else?
Exactly. Because it didn't happen if I didn't post it on Instagram.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Release in the
so,
background.
So there you go. Yeah. Anyway, lovely things to talk about this week. So we'll get to that in a second. I'm like RoboCop right now is what I
know.
I look like. Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
Tony
had surgery this week.
Yeah. My bicep tore off of like towards my elbow elbow. Not my shoulder. And so they had to like stretch it back down, spin it all around. And I don't know. Then they like super glued it or bolted it or something back. And I can't move my arm very well, but I can move my hand. The worst thing, I've never had a nerve blocker ever, at least not that I'm aware of to this extent. And I could not feel my arm after surgery for about a good 24 hours. And it was the weirdest feeling in the world. Like if I touched my hand, it felt like I was touching someone else's hand.
Oh, how weird.
And I mean, I couldn't move it at all. It was just like dead weight. It was like it was just there. And
you're like, you're sure it's coming back.
I was really getting paranoid. Because one person, like the anesthesiologist, was like, well, it takes about, 8 to 12 hours. Okay. But then in my paperwork, it says like 24 to 48 hours. So everybody's got like a different opinion on it, which I just fucking love. So I'm like, well, it could be 8 hours. It could be 2 days. Luckily, it kind of started. By the first night, I started to see a little bit of movement in my hand. I kind of look like a sad lobster. And then by the morning I woke up and it had restored pretty much full movement, a little tingly. But now I can lift my arm, do all that, but I can't bend it because it's in a brace. But it's a pain in the ass in summer. And I went outside today for a few minutes and I'm like, shit, I really can't be outside long because I'll get all sweaty in this cast and I can't take that off. And
no.
So I'm like, I just got to stay inside. Like I can't really do much outside. So I don't know.
That
kind of sucks. It does suck. I mean, I'll be all smelly with that cast. And I don't know. And if I'll counteract it with cologne and I'll just be walking around with this cast that smells like 5 different colognes and be like, well, it's better than sweat.
I broke my arm. I had a cast up, past my elbow.
Yeah.
And I went fishing and I fell in. And my cast smelled like lake water. And there was nothing I could do about it. And my mom kept saying, well, that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Yeah. I'm like, I know, but still.
Yeah.
Totally sucked.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's...
So don't go fishing. That's the moral of the story.
Don't go... Yeah. I've been changing my story because now you get asked, like, oh, what happened? And saying that I pulled my garbage can down the way is not that exciting. So I've been kind of going with all like it was a tragic cheetah accident, or I was rescuing kittens from a burning tree while a rabid raccoon was trying to attack them, and the raccoon bit my arm and I flung it off and saved the kittens. And you know, it depending on who you
that
say it to,
good.
People are like bullshit. But the coffee place I go to in the morning, that's mainly college age girls. They're like, oh my God, really? It's just like, oh my God, this is scary that you believe that.
It ended horribly.
And I'm just like, no, not really. Like, no, this is just bullshit. Like, and
but this is the thing. You're very good at telling a story.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, it's scary to me because I'm like, oh God, I have a daughter that's going to be in college in 10 years. And like, I know she's smart. She's not going to fall for this shit. But like, really? Like, was it that? I don't know. I was never like the guy back then that was, I had so low self-esteem. I was not out there hitting on a lot of people. the having internet online dating is what saved me to like, if you're a very introverted person. But I knew like, you know, guys like back when they went out to bars and stuff, they would approach women was it that simple to make up shit and girls would believe it? Well, I mean, I don't know.
I kind of think so, to be honest.
Oh, that's scary. That is fucking scary. Because that's just like the most honest, like, what do you do? I've been in radio since I was 14.
And oh, this arm thing, pulling the trash.
Yeah,
down the,
pulling the trash.
The street.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow, I really could have bullshitted a lot back then. But yeah, it's funny. Let's go to our first story. Gruesome evidence at home of a missing woman allegedly slain by her husband. So when you get to the house and you got to look around for stuff and you're describing it as gruesome evidence. Yeah, that's not good. Broward Sheriff's Office detectives held a news conference Tuesday morning to ask for the public's help in finding the body of a 53-year-old Irene Lanning Zenti, 2 days after they announced the arrest of her husband, 34-year-old Lanning, on first-degree murder charges. Authorities are still searching for the body of the missing Pompeo Beach woman, who they believe was murdered by her husband, and said evidence left behind in the couple's home paints a very gruesome picture. Investigators said they found evidence in the couple's Pompeo Beach townhome that suggested Zenti had been murdered in the home and that her body had been disposed of in an unknown location. There's a large amount of evidence to indicate that somebody did not leave the house alive, Sergeant Brian Tutler said on Tuesday. We're still searching for a lot of answers. Investigators haven't said how they believe Zenti was killed, but said it could have involved anything from a shooting to blunt force trauma. They're pretty damn certain that it happened at the couple's home and that there was an attempt to clean up the crime scene. There was a lot of evidence, forensic evidence, that we could see inside the house indicated an attempt to clean up, Sergeant Kevin Frostberg said. Obviously, with giving a little respect to the family, we're not going to give details in what we saw in there because they're pretty graphic. It's a pretty horrific scene, what we saw. Authorities said they were first notified that Zenti was missing on May 29th, but Lanning lied to them, telling them he hadn't seen his wife since May 14th when she left their home. Detectives believe she was murdered the morning of May 21st and said there's evidence that her body may have been in Lanning's car. Committing a crime is not very easy without leaving evidence. I can tell you there was an extensive amount of evidence in that house that paints a very gruesome picture, Frostberg said. So we're confident that Irene is deceased, and obviously we're looking for her remains to get them home to her family members. Zenti and Lanning had been a couple for around 8 years and were married around 2 years. And friends said that there had been a history of marital issues. Tassia Tenikos told NBC6 on Monday that there weren't any signs that she was in danger, though. I just can't believe it. I mean, why would he do that to her? Why would he take her life? And if they didn't get along, why didn't they just split up and let her live her life? She has kids, grandkids. Why would he take her away? I cannot figure it out. It's so upset over this. Detective said Lanning never filed a missing persons report and was nonchalant about her leaving him. Once they discovered inconsistencies in the story, the case went from a missing person to a homicide, officials said. He was very nonchalant in suggesting that she left him. That was one of the red flags that stuck out when we tracked their last movements and where their locations were. And what they were doing, far up to the 21st, Forberg said, Lanning remains held without bond following his arrest. I don't know. I mean, I look at the guy and go, he's probably the type that would kill his wife. I mean, if you just look at the mugshot, I don't know. Am I just really good at predicting this? Or is there kind of a type that was likely kill their wife?
And, you know, when people say, well, they had a lot of problems in their marriage, but, you know, no one would have expected this. But, you know, you don't see all the problems if you're not in the marriage.
Yeah. And if it's like, I mean, if it's really bubbling over and others are aware, either that's a couple that just really has no privacy and doesn't care of it, or it's gotten that bad and now it's bubbling over that much, meaning there's a lot more in this bucket that you don't see because you're just seeing what's spilling over. But
and if the cops called it gruesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you didn't describe it, though, because I was kind of bracing myself.
I don't think there is a description in here.
Good.
No.
I didn't want to hear it.
No. And we could make one up.
As if they're saying gruesome. I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no. it's like when they got Josh Duggar on his child porn stuff, and they were like, this is some of the, like, what was it, like, the worst of the worst or something when mm-hmm. it came to child pornography. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they don't, like, ever really make observational comments like that, but they did in that case. So
And, you know, that's another thing. Like, they saw what he was looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't unsee that.
No. That's, yeah. I would not want that job. But, my God. So, there you go. That's another fine gentleman right there that no one saw it coming. I don't know. I like to think if I was in that circle of friends, I may have saw it coming. I'm not psychic, but I think a lot of us may have saw it coming. A West Jordan primary teacher pleads guilty to sex abuse at sleepovers that he hosted. Oh, another one of these where it's going to look great. Why the fuck is a male primary teacher having sleepovers? Oh, it's a church-related thing. If it's a church.
Oh, my God, it gets even worse.
If it's a church, it's all good. That's, it's like nothing goes wrong at church. Yeah, that's not a fucking honeypot for predators to like do their shit. A man who taught primary in the congregation at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has pled guilty to sexually abusing a girl from his ward. The abuse occurred during sleepovers at the home of Shane Sun, 49, between January and March of 2018. Court documents filed Friday show Sund reached an agreement with prosecutors in which he pleads guilty to one count of sexual abuse of a child, a second-degree felony. Sun was originally charged with five counts of aggravated sex abuse of a child, a first-degree felony. As part of the plea agreement, Sun's attorneys and prosecutors stipulate he'll serve 364 days in jail, undergo psychosexual evaluation. Yeah, because that ever fucking works. Why are we even doing that? Like, what are we even fucking... What? He's going to do it again. People like that don't change.
And so he goes to jail for a year and then gets out in 6 months?
And will be registered as a sex offender for life. All good. And that's not... Fucking A. And then we're going to go and he'll be on again. And like, we didn't see that coming. The allegations against Sun were first reported to West Jordan Police in summer of 2018 when a girl from Sun's primary class alleged he slept in the same bed with her and touched her inappropriately at sleepovers. Court records show that Sun told detectives...
You said sleepovers.
Yeah.
Plural. Oh, my God.
Court records show that Sun told detectives that he frequently hosted sleepovers for children from his ward. I confess I was stupid. It was horrible, Sun reportedly told the West Jordan police officer. Sun's sentencing is scheduled for September. Sun was initially scheduled to face trial in 2020, but his case was delayed extensively due to the COVID-19 pandemic, of which, unfortunately, he did not perish.
And he stayed out. He wasn't in jail that whole time.
No. Wow. So you get 364 days in jail and basically a slap on the wrist. Like, don't do that again. Go get this lovely counseling that's not going to fucking change you, because that just doesn't fucking change in people if that's what you're into. And yeah, incredibly stupid, he says. Yes, because you got caught and... you were incredibly stupid. And he looks like, you know, he looks like you're kind of unassuming. You're not going to suspect this guy until, you know, except for the fact that he's having young girls sleep over at his house, which may be a big fucking red flag if anyone had woken the fuck up and said, that's not a good idea.
And I can't believe like no one questioned that whole thing. Like,
oh, who fucking knows?
Mom, can I go sleep over at Mr. whatever his name is house? Sure, honey.
In some of these religions, I don't know what it is with Mormons, but isn't that one where it's very much like the men are very much right and they can do no wrong and you just kind of got to listen to them? I don't believe there's any females in the hierarchy of the Mormon church.
I don't really think so, but that doesn't mean I'm right.
Yeah.
But, because there's those various sects that get really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because then you get like the what was the one? I just watched the
FDLS.
The one where the guy is on Netflix. We sound like old people at a fucking coffee shop. It's on Netflix right now. It's on the Netflix.
What'd you say?
The Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
God, because we were just talking about this. My girlfriend's watching it, and I'm like, oh, it's the one about so-and-so. And it,
my cat just knocked something over. Jeffries.
Warren Jeffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, so, I mean, there's very much a, I think, depending on the sect you're in, the club you're in, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, there's very much a ingrained, you know, men are right and women will obey. And so
I do think even that sect, they're all about marrying the young girls, but they're marrying the young girls.
Yeah.
So once they get married, you know, it's okay. And apparently, you know, you're more likely to get into heaven the more wives you have. But then the one guy is the guy who controls everybody.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. But, you know, I think just the straight Mormon church, I don't think, like, I can't believe that wasn't a red flag for somebody.
It's never a red flag at the church. I mean, I swear to God. I mean, the amount of trust that people put into those places is really kind of ridiculous. The churches that I've been involved with, and you know that I still see some involvement with kids that I know that are Harper's friends that are within the circle of my friends. It's just like. Yeah, there's just a lot of trust, and you know, a lot of them are kind of made out to look like Joanna Gaines, basically churched or made the church, and it's real friendly and it's real cottagey and homey. But I don't know, I just get weird. I don't fucking trust people. I'm sure there's plenty of just nice, good, wonderful people in these groups. I'm sure there are in many, but there are also crazy, shitty, shady fuckers that seem to finagle their way into a lot of them too. And it destroys the groups. It gives them a bad name when someone really had good intent. But there's just a lot of it. And I think there's a lot of just operating on blind faith of people that just needs to.
Well, it's a perfect ground to prey on people, because these people, you know, you're in a church. You all believe in the same thing. You're all in it together.
Yeah.
You know, you believe in the goodness or whatever it is that you believe in people.
Yeah.
And although I find a lot of them to be kind of judgy.
Very much.
But, you know, I think so if somebody's in that setting and they're walking the walk and talking the talk, that it's pretty easy for other people to be like, preach, because that's how I believe. And I like that guy. Yeah. He's a good, solid Christian.
Yeah.
And Mormon.
And usually you got to be, you know, fairly cunning and compelling to get people's attention and such. And that is also usually a characteristic of some of these predators. So again, there's a very, very large movement of people that are just like, look, I don't go to a church, but I have my religion and it doesn't involve that. I just have a very bad, bad feeling about so many of them. Indianapolis woman and a man convicted in connection to an 8-year-old's death. And this is another real fucked up one where you go, how exactly did we get to this place in society where this was the best idea? An Indianapolis man and woman have been convicted for their roles in the death of the woman's 8-year-old daughter, announced the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. After a 3-day trial, Derek Dale was found guilty of aggravated battery resulting in death, neglect of a dependent resulting in death, and battery resulting in serious bodily injury to a person less than 14 years old. The girl's mother, Kimberly Grossclose, pled guilty to neglect of a dependent resulting in death. She was sentenced to 20 years in an Indiana Department of Corrections earlier in the month. The prosecutor's office says the couple's daughter was in a state of cardiac arrest when first responders were called to their home on April 6th of 2020. She died in the hospital. Investigators determined the girl was choked and beaten with objects like jumper cables.
Oh, my God.
In the weeks before her death. As the station Fox 59 reported in 2020, probable cause affidavit showed the girl was found in the bathtub. Dale told police he thought the girl tried to drown herself, but no water was found in her lungs during an autopsy. The cause of death was ruled a mixed modality trauma, including but not limited to multiple blunt force trauma injuries. All traumatic injuries were consistent with non-accidental trauma. That's child abuse, said the prosecutor's office in a statement. The abuse this child sustained is horrific and has no place in our society, Prosecutor Mears stated. While this resolution brings justice for the victim, we understand that her siblings need our continued focus and support. as they navigate this tragic adversity in their such young lives. A sentence hearing for Dale has been set for next month. Again, this is one where you really hope the words drugs were involved, and I'm not finding it anywhere in this story. That just means they're that shitty without drugs.
I can't even. I don't know.
I couldn't even hit a kid. I can't wrap my mind around this at all. I just don't know.
It's an innocent child. It just really is so disturbing that anyone could do that to a child, let alone it was her kid.
I know. You know, we're always like racking our brains on these things going, how the fuck?
Where does your life go so off track?
That would be this would be an interesting show of sitting down and talking to some of these people once they're in jail or communicating in some way, shape or form and really trying to hear what the fuck was going through their mind. Like where? What did you do? Where, you know, if they'll talk. And it will make no sense. But it would be, you know, it's kind of like Mindhunter, where they went in for the purpose of trying to understand serial killers and stuff. I think people really need to start doing that with these people so we can get a better understanding of what the fuck is going on. What triggered you this way? What did that way? Especially if drugs were not involved. I don't get it. And I don't know that we're doing much of that. We're just, you know,
if drugs were involved.
Still.
How do you even live with yourself?
I do not know.
Knowing what you did.
Well, I can't imagine they're going to be welcomed behind bars in a very loving way. I don't know what to make of it. They need to be wiped out. A satanic temple arson suspect told police. So there was a suspected arson at the Salem Satanic Temple. Breaking news here into the newsroom. This is from the Salem News. Of course, it'd be a satanic temple. Is there like a satanic temple in like major cities? Like, do major cities have satanic temples? Like, is there one in Wichita?
You're asking me like I'm an expert in this and I would know, but I would think, you know, even in a town my size, there's got to be somebody here that believes in that, and they've got their own little place they get together.
Yeah,
I can't imagine sign out front satanic temple.
They're like sponsoring like children's baseball or something.
Chicken cook, like we're having chicken and noodles this Tuesday at the satanic temple. Bring your own dessert. Like, I just can't imagine, like, anything that happens there would be very uplifting.
I can't imagine. But a Chelsea man took a bus from downtown Boston to Salem on Friday night, then followed GPS walking directions to the Satanic Temple on Bridge Street with one thing in mind. They're devil worshippers. Daniel Damien, his middle name is Damien.
Oh, shut up. It is not.
Daniel Damien Lucy, 42. I bet the reporters who grabbed this story
were Lucifer.
Damien Lucy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Told Salem Police Detective Wesley Regan shortly after the incident. When Regan asked what that meant to him, Lucy responded, "It means they need to be wiped out." Lucy then said, "It's a hate crime." Police don't disagree with that assessment. Charging Lucy with a civil rights violation, destroying a place of worship, and arson. Now Lucy, who has pled not guilty to the charges, is being held without bail, pending a hearing in Salem District Court next Tuesday to determine whether his release poses a danger to anyone. Police say inside the 64 Bridge Street building, where two Texas women were staying in the room the organization rents out as a bed and breakfast, and the manager... The Satanic Temple is a B&B.
You said that. So the Satanic Temple has a bed and breakfast in it?
It's a B&B.
Oh, my God.
It was just after 10 p.m. when Lucy, wearing a God t-shirt, was captured on a doorbell security camera, dumping what investigators determined to be lighter fluid on the porch of the building, dropping his backpack on it, and then setting the fire. He told police he didn't know there were people inside, but if they were devil worshippers, he would not lose sleep over it, Regan wrote. So this guy's got a real complex with devil worshippers. Like, it's obviously like, on his
I
list to execute
people
if they're devil worshippers.
Disagree with me, and I'm okay with that because yeah. of
they're devil
I'm Christian or
I guess. Inside the backpack was a Bible, a copy of the U.S. Constitution, two quarts of lighter fluid, and some sticks. Well, he should know. It's not a good idea. I think it's like a sin to desecrate a Bible, which he was about to do if he's leaving that in the backpack. And letting it on fire. Investigators found burned Bible pages in the debris of the fire, which caused significant damage to the front of the building and led to damage from water and other parts of the structure. Lucy has more than half a dozen prior property destruction and burning cases in the Boston Municipal Court and was on probation for some of them, the court records show. As officials arrived at the scene, they spotted Lucy standing in a crowd of onlookers about 100 feet away from the fire. Something police say is common for arsonists to do, but when Officer Keegan Strokes approached, Lucy turned and began walking away in a hurried pace across Bridge Street. Strokes ran after him and grabbed him. Lucy tensed up and pulled away, the officer said in the report. After getting him into the handcuffs, Strokes noted that Lucy didn't ask why he was being arrested. Later on, he told detectives he intended to turn himself in. Police said the manager was still shaking as she spoke to the police, describing how she got an alert on her phone and saw what was fire. It was someone delivering food. When she saw the man throwing liquid on the porch and setting the fire, she called 911 and yelled to the guests. Police also obtained doorbell video from at least one other resident that showed Lucy walking past their home about 20 minutes before the fire. The Satanic Temple is an organization that advocates for the First Amendment causes, sometimes stirring controversy, but it does not appear that any specific recent controversy played a role in Lucy's alleged decision to set the fire. Lucy told police he was familiar with Salem for having dated a Salem State student in the past. I bet that went well. His attorney, Justin Edwards, says he couldn't comment on the motive. Well, there you go.
He hates Satan.
He hates
there
Satan.
You go.
And he's... I think that's really the motive right there. He's kind of crazy and, walks up to the building and tries to set fire. It's just a satanic B&B. I mean, for God's sakes.
Well, you know, totally off topic for this particular thing, but the other day I heard someone discussing, I don't want to talk about abortion rights where anybody stands on it, but in my town, we had a George Tiller lived here.
Yeah, and he was
so
executed.
I understand why people didn't appreciate what he did. He performed abortions and
then murdered in his own church.
But he was murdered in his church.
Yeah,
he was an usher that day, and he was very active in his church, and it's a very large, nice new church. Mm-hmm. And he and his wife went there and. And I'm like, okay, I get how you don't like him because he was an abortion provider, but then you can kill him and you're okay with that, but you can kill him in his church.
But that's, it goes against.
You know, there were kids there.
Yeah.
There were, you know,
it
wasn't like no one was in the church. They were seating people for service.
It completely goes against anything that has to do with real Christianity. It's like there's nothing in there that ever gives you the right to kill somebody. In fact, that's like one of the big fucking rules of no-no. Even if you disagree, you don't.
Rules of no-no. I need that on a t-shirt.
It's on there. It's like very clearly stating, doesn't fucking matter. You can't fucking kill anybody. So, yeah.
Big fucking rules of no-no.
Yeah. I believe it's called the Ten Commandments, but I just call it the big fucking rules of no-no now. Yeah. So,
don't kill anybody, motherfucker.
Yeah, I believe that's exactly how it was stated originally. And then the translations made it all nice and, you know,
But it was
PG.
Very interesting because a lot of people stood up for him. And I'm like, because you don't agree with someone, if you believe what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
It's not right to kill him.
No.
You know, it makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's like...
And you can't, like, in his church.
Well, I've always been like, okay, why the... You know, people go after people like Tiller and things like that. But, like, folks like the crazy fuckers up at that... the Topeka... What the fuck was it called?
Oh, Fred Phelps.
Fred Phelps thing. Like, how have they never been mowed over by, like, a semi? Or somebody that's just been like, fuck you. You're not going to protest outside of this funeral for a deceased, you know, soldier or something. And, you know, I've really been surprised by that. I really was thinking that of all the things to predict of mass tragedy, that there would be somebody who really, you know, maybe they were dying of a terminal disease. Maybe they were off their meds and they were back from war and they were just like, fuck you. And just, you know, mow them down with the super duty. But that's never happened.
And, you know, I live in prime stomping ground for them. No. And I haven't seen them around for a while.
Now, well, I think since Fred died, it kind of lost a lot of its luster.
They kept going for a while.
They did, but I don't think any of them quite had the gusto of that crazy fucker.
They had money.
There's some
that
try.
They would travel.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of them, I think, finally broke out. But I think they're still a thing. They're still doing their crazy shit, but I don't know. They're almost like they're a relic of the past, I think. And I don't think they like that. So I don't know. I wonder, I don't know. I'm just surprised when you invoke that much hate and that much anger, especially over things like soldiers' deaths and just things that,
you know, and here's,
like, I just don't know how someone hasn't done this.
Exactly. And what they do, I think, is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, especially a soldier who has nothing to do with, that's such a loose connection to them.
They're insane. Yeah.
So, but what really bothers me about them is that they would have kids holding up those signs, you know, God hates fags.
You know, maybe
things like that.
I bet that's the only reason they haven't been mowed over by a semi, because everybody's like, they have fucking kids around them. I think that's probably why they do that. Because if it was just them, if it was just the adults, they would have been fucking plowed over years ago. But because they bring out these kids almost as like passive aggressive shields, that's probably why, you know.
And to see a kid holding a sign like that just really bothers me.
I know. Yeah. You know,
or any of the signs, all of their signs bother me. But that one in particular, I've seen a kid maybe 7 years old holding that.
Did you ever watch the Louis Theroux docuseries on when he went in and like talked with them and just kind of saw what they were all about?
No.
Oh, it's interesting. There's two of them. There's one like originally when Fred was alive, and then he goes back in like, I think like right after Fred dies or is about to die or something, and kind of like how they're trying to like recover. It's very interesting. If you want to take a little dive into Crazyville for a while. But Louis Theroux and Louis Theroux and Fred Phelps. It's really good.
Crazyville is right.
Crazy motherfuckers. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Of. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of our program. And be sure to give us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. New episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday with daily briefs 7 days a week here on True Crime Today. I think I was calling it Dark Side Of again, wasn't I? Here on True Crime Today. I'll eventually get it through my head.
Until hard to change.
It is. Until next time, for all of us at True Crime Today, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.